9. Circuits of the Superuniverses. The universal circuits of Paradise do actually pervade the realms of the 7 superuniverses. These present circuits are the personality gravity of the Universal Father, the spiritual gravity of the Eternal Son, the mind gravity of the conjoint actor, and the material gravity of the Eternal Isle. In addition to the universal paradise circuits, and in addition to the presence performances of the absolutes and the experiential deities, there function within the superuniverse space level only 2 energy circuit divisions, or power segregations, the superuniverse circuits and the local universe circuits. The superuniverse circuits. 1. The unifying intelligence circuit of one of the 7 master spirits of paradise. Such a cosmic mind circuit is limited to a single superuniverse. 2. The reflective service circuit of the 7 reflective spirits in each superuniverse. 3. The secret circuits of the mystery monitors, in some manner interassociated and routed by Divinington to the Universal Father on Paradise. 4. The circuit of the intercommunion of the Eternal Son with his Paradise Sons. 5. The flash presence of the Infinite Spirit. 6. The broadcasts of Paradise, the space reports of Avona. 7. The energy circuits of the power centers and the physical controllers. The local universe circuits. 1. The bestowal spirit of the Paradise Sons, the comforter of the bestowal worlds, the spirit of truth, the spirit of Michael on Urantia. 2. The circuit of the divine ministers, the local universe mother spirits, the Holy Spirit of your world. 3. The intelligence ministry circuit of a local universe, including the diversely functioning presence of the adjutant mind spirits. When there develops such a spiritual harmony in a local universe that its individual and combined circuits become indistinguishable from those of the superuniverse, when such identity of function and oneness of ministry actually prevail, then does the local universe immediately swing into the settled circuits of light and life, becoming at once eligible for admission into the spiritual confederation of the perfected union of the supercreation. The requisites for admission to the councils of the Ancients of Days, membership in the Superuniverse Confederation, are 1. Physical stability. The stars and planets of a local universe must be in equilibrium. The periods of immediate stellar metamorphosis must be over. The universe must be proceeding on a clear track. Its orbit must be safely and finally settled. 2. Spiritual loyalty. There must exist a state of universal recognition of, and loyalty to, the Sovereign Son of God who presides over the affairs of such a local universe. There must have come into being a state of harmonious cooperation between the individual planets, systems, and constellations of the entire local universe. Your local universe is not even reckoned as belonging to the settled physical order of the superuniverse, much less as holding membership in the recognized spiritual family of the supergovernment. Although Nebadon does not yet have representation on Uversa, we of the superuniverse government are dispatched to its worlds on special missions from time to time, even as I have come to Urantia directly from Uversa. We lend every possible assistance to your directors and rulers in the solution of their difficult problems. We are desirous of seeing your universe qualified for full admission into the associated creations of the superuniverse family.